Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also check us out on the Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. You know, I had that leak in the house about a month ago, and Crop Metcalf helped out with that.
Yep.
But had to replace the drywall and everything. And yesterday, finally, my guy came over and was doing it. And then I was asked the question, what is the color of the paint in the room? I have no idea.
How are you going to know that? What are you, a paint expert?
Where were you?
Eggshell white?
Where were you when he asked that?
In the basement of the house.
Well, you could go down there and go, it looks...
Well, the thing is, like,
looks kind of white
when we've had
maybe a little off white.
I know, but there's a name.
There's
a million different.
It's absurd when you go to Home Depot and they have all the paint samples. There are literally 100 different shades of every single color.
Yeah,
it blows your mind.
And the way that we generally have taken care of this issue is we've kept the paint cans. So I said, well, but he had already checked the paint cans and put up a couple of samples and they didn't match. And then he asked me, "What's the color?" I was like, I don't know. You're the guy that painted it last time.
Right. That's where you
He's not going to remember that.
That's where you defer.
My wife would know. My wife would know exactly the name.
You need to figure that out.
I mean, are you supposed to write it down? We used eggshell white matte or something so that 10 years later.
Of course not.
But just didn't know.
You'll figure it out.
But thank you again to Crop Metcalf. They limited the damage.
BT Dub, you're driving up to Marist.
Yep, Poughkeepsie.
The weather is going to be poop-a-doop tomorrow.
It says 100% chance of rain.
Yes.
Every hour, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I mean, there's no getting around it.
It's going to start raining here basically.
Tonight?
No, probably early in the morning tomorrow. But go to about 2 or 3, but that just means, what time is the game?
I think it's at noon or 1.
It's going to be raining
up there. Do you have a
poncho? No, I have this big-ass, ugly, like, you know, like with those... You know, sometimes you'll see the guys wear like on the sidelines, like when it's cold, like it's just like a big
ass long jacket.
But I have one of those big
almost like a long trench coat,
like a long trench coat that says Marist Lacrosse. But it's hurting. I wear it. It's kind of
it doesn't
huge.
Matter. No one cares when you're
cares,
in a rainstorm.
It's just,
no coverage.
What do you mean?
I don't know, the bleachers. Like maybe there's
no. I'm on the sideline taking pics. Oh. I take pics for the school. Yeah, so there's no getting around.
Is that pulling your fancy camera lens? All
I
the
had
rain
to buy.
It?
I have all this rain gear, but I'm not very good at using it. Mm. It definitely, there's water seeps through.
Oh yeah,
you know I'm a guy. I'm not that anal. So I'm not that good at it.
I'm not a weather guy.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm not a weather guy like Jason, but I am psyched that I'll be in Puerto Rico tomorrow.
I am
84, 87,
so
85 first 3 days.
So jealous.
He's going to be off next week. I need to find out where I'm going on vacay.
Yeah, you need to figure that out.
I will tell you the Caribbean.
Figure something out.
It's good all year round, but I grew up going to Puerto Rico. I've been, you know, over 50 times in my life. We tended to go in the summer because that's when, you know, growing up, you're off in the summer.
So it's great to go in December.
But it's super hot in summer. Yeah. The best is when you go right around this time or December. I mean, the fall, you got maybe hurricane season to deal with, but This is the sweet spot.
He's definitely rubbing it in that he's going to be enjoying the sun.
The just brought up weather.
It's going to be 36 degrees, so it's going to be above freezing and raining 100% of the
horrible.
Day.
It's horrible forecast.
By the way, it pones the tailgate, too. We have tents, but it's not as good a tailgate. Don't even know if I could smoke my cigar now.
No. You could go the following week. You've been to Aruba.
Sure. Definitely have been.
You can go.
By the way, you guys will get a kick out of this. I know we're going to do EP, but... So I left. So I got in my car 2 days ago, and all of a sudden my tire pressure thing is
again?
On again. And I look at it, and I'm like, oh no. I said, maybe it's just because it got cold.
Yeah.
Got really cold. And the one tire is 15 pounds lower than all the others. So that's definitely a nail, right?
You need to get some high profile because you're always talking about your low profile.
Yeah, but I don't think this has anything to do with that. So I drove it around for another day, just hoping something would change. And I wanted to see if it would keep going down. But it just stayed.
You didn't fill it up?
No, because I knew that would be stupid. I know it's a nail. I know it's a nail.
Why would it be stupid? Because at least in the intermediate, you're filling it up, so you're not damaging the tire.
It said you could still drive on it.
Have you found the nail on the tire?
No, so here's what I did. So yesterday, I know I'm driving in New York today, so there's no way I can drive and deal with a car thing again.
Right.
So after my sauna session yesterday... I raced out, and I have these Spanish guys. They basically operate a used tire operation on the side of a gas station.
I'm always fascinated by the used tire signs. Yeah, like, who buys used tires?
But I'm not going to buy a used tire, but they're great at plugging and patching.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you could literally, you don't need appointment. You just pull up.
No, they do it for like 10 or 15 bucks.
So I just pulled up, and I'd seen these guys. I'd used these guys before. Super nice guys. And I'm like... Dude, I think I got a nail. Mm-hmm. It's 15. The cold weather didn't cause one tire to be 15 pounds below, right? And so I'm like, I can't find it for the life of me. So he jacks it up. He's got a silly jack.
Yeah, the good one.
The good one.
Like a NASCAR jack.
Right. Oh, and by the way, and then as he's starting to take my lug nuts off, I guess BMWs or higher end cars have like lock. You know what I'm talking about? Lug nut locks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Drabby could speak to this. And he looks at me and he goes, you know, I need it. He doesn't really speak English that
you
well.
You need like the key to unlock.
You need the BMW tool.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Trunk. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
By the battery in the back.
So we opened up. I opened up the front. I opened up where the engine is. I opened up the back thing. Yeah. No, it was actually in. It ended up being in my glove compartment. Maybe somebody else from a previous incident. Mm. So then, thank God we addressed that. So we found that, and he said, no problem. Again, nicest guys. They're so nice. And so, takes the tire off, and we're looking. We don't see anything. And finally, because he's got a keen, silly 20/20 vision, he finds a little tiny little pin nail, sure enough, in there. And he sprays some goo on there, and you see it bubbling up. Clearly, that's the issue.
Yep.
So he goes, I go, Seist, just plug it. You know, I've done it with him before. It's like 15 bucks. I'm like, Seist.
And he gives you bad news.
He goes, no, this one, for whatever reason, he says a patch is better.
Okay.
But a patch is 45 bucks. But that's way better than a $500 new tire.
Your max patch already, your tire.
I go,
max patch.
Do the patch.
Okay. No,
all good. And then I'm kind of fascinated by it. Because you ever watch guys? So to do the patch, they actually have to take the tire off the rim. You ever watch those machines where they do that? It's actually kind of cool. So I was standing there watching, and as he's doing it, I'm thinking, I got to tip this guy. Because last time I remember, I tipped
definitely
him.
Definitely need a tip.
And then I grabbed for my wallet. I don't have my wallet. I left my wallet in the locker because I was so anxious about, no, I never do this. I never do this. I never not have my wallet.
Kind of stunning because you're pretty forgetful in general.
No, because I always do this. I always do that pat down.
Yeah.
But because I was so anxious about going to get the tire checked, I got out of my routine.
You had your phone, though.
Or you're lightheaded after the sauna.
So then I start panicking. I go, this guy, they're working their asses off on the tire and everything. And I got no money. So then I call my wife and I go, and I got no cash. You know, I never have cash. I'm not like Jason with a money clip and a gambler with thousands. I don't have anything. And so I say, just take a picture of my credit card. Maybe that'll work. And then I offer Venmo.
Okay.
After they're done, I don't tell them until they're done. And I say, I don't have my wallet.
How do you say broke in Espanol?
I don't have my
JP?
Wallet.
How do you
it's
say
a
no
huge
money?
I'm broke. How do you say
faux pas? Busto.
Come on, JP. You grew up in a Spanish household.
No tengo dinero.
See?
And I don't have money.
No tengo dinero. That's what you tell them. Oh, I didn't say that. I mean, I do have money. I just didn't have it on me.
I don't know how to say broke.
Yeah. So he said they don't take Venmo.
I mean, roto is broke, but that's like something broken.
He wouldn't take a picture of my credit card.
That works.
I go, but if you just called me and I gave you my credit card number, you would take my credit card. Like, I don't understand. I guess prevent fraud or something. But he said he would take Google Pay. It's funny because didn't we just talk about Google Pay?
Or Apple Pay.
Yeah. I don't have Apple Pay.
Yeah.
I got nothing. So I basically, I mean, now we're at a standstill.
Now you just got to drive home and say, I'll come back.
Next time you tell them, Paylotto.
Yeah. They're so nice. Yeah. Oh, they let me drive. Yeah. And of course I'm going to do it.
Paylotto. Paylotto.
So they're off of, I think it's off of Georgia. When you like, normally I go Georgia, it splits. I go to Connecticut to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I stay on Georgia. There's a gas station. They own about a third of the side of it with just used tires everywhere.
Nice.
Those guys are silly.
They got their niche.
What are their names niche. By chance? Do you know? Guys,
Jose. I mean, they're just guys, but they're awesome.
They're the guys.
They run the shop there. All right, Valdez, let's start the EP. So we talked about.
You got to tell people that it is driven by BMW Fairfax.
Yeah, hook that up.
EBMW of Fairfax.
My tennis elbow's not getting any better. Hurts. The entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models, only for a limited time. Find out more information at bmwfairfax.com and mention your boy, EB. All right. Remember we talked about Drea De Matteo?
Yes.
The Sopranos chick.
I can't remember. What was her name again on the show? Adriana.
Yes.
She's saying that she made more in 1 month on OnlyFans than her entire run on The Sopranos.
That's crazy.
I mean, HBO has been notoriously cheap about paying talent. That's been the kind of the word out on them
for
years.
Even like The Sopranos cast?
Well, I'm sure that Gandolfini was probably making a ton, but I think like the lower people on the cast probably made a lot less.
I feel like this is going to be a story with the new names.
I don't know if I have the number. No. Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, she was on that show for years, right?
She was, yeah.
Basically the entire time.
I feel like this is going to be a story with a new name every week. Last week it was Shannon Sharp made more money with the Williams interview than he made during his NFL career.
Okay, maybe
this
that's
week
the new bit.
Yeah. Well, Evergreen. Who's it going to be next week?
Well, I want to just touch on this, too, because I was telling Drabby, he never watched it. But did you guys know, there was a period of time where I was really into all those car shows and I was watching them. Do you remember Gas Monkey Garage? You ever see that on
I've heard the name, never seen it.
Did you ever watch
course.
Ed Valdez? Gas Monkey Garage?
What network?
Speed.
No, probably Discovery or something. I don't know what the hell. These guys, they take old cars, they fix them up, and they sell them as hot rods. You know, standard. This guy, Richard Rawlings. He's super famous.
Okay.
Anyway, I watch a dumb show. Because for some reason I like when they take like an old beat up Mustang and they turn it into a silly. I like that. I don't
right.
know why.
You like the transformation.
There's something primal about it. I like it.
And so
I,
weird because you probably couldn't find anything in the car.
I couldn't
somebody
even
said,
find the lug nut key.
Right. If somebody said find the spark plug, you'd be like,
I panic. Yeah.
I know but what I they like, look like. I'd have a hard time finding it though.
Yeah, because
like,
my dad was terrible. He didn't know how to do any of that. So I didn't have.
I always got a guy. I always got a buddy who just
gotta
just,
have a guy.
I just call him.
Gotta have a
come
car up, guy.
Can you be in my house in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Be right over.
Well, you know, my brother, he used to hang out with, like, the neighborhood dad. And he taught him stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of embarrassing. Like, he didn't hang out with my dad because my dad did not do anything. But he hung out with
He found a resource.
But yeah. That's
how, small, but also
that's
he
how
was,
he learned.
Me was friends with the son. It wasn't like he was just hanging
know,
out with the dad.
Sometimes you thought it was a little weird. Like, he's always over in the garage with the dad. Believe me, my antenna was up.
I know, but he was friends with John.
I know. But... What was my point? Oh, so I watched that show, Gas Monkey Garage, and then I stumbled on this. It happens every once in a blue moon. There was a woman, I was telling Drabby, who was the receptionist on the show.
Okay.
She's got an OnlyFans now.
Oh, she's selling?
And she's like railing at her husband.
Is she worth it?
It might be worth $10.
Really?
Valdez, do you ever watch the show? I was stunned. No. The lady was, I mean, you know, she was a little edgy.
What's
but
the name
she was
of the
a
show?
Mom. She was a receptionist on Gas Monkey Garage.
Gas Monkey.
Did she have a following on that show?
Gas Monkey. Yeah. Funky Monkey Junkie. Yeah.
And I was somehow silly. I stumbled. I tripped over it.
Right.
And I saw, it was a woman from Gas Monkey Garage. And she's doing the naughtiest things.
I used to listen to Gas Monkey in JP's garage when we were playing ping pong instead of doing homework. Back in 1987.
Do you see, Jason? You see what I'm talking
about? A
lot
of Beastie Boys back
then. I'm just on a YouTube.
She's got like dreads now and a bunch of tattoos. Really?
You find a lot of OnlyFans for not subscribing to a lot of stuff.
He must have a code to get them.
I swear.
I'm noticing the pattern.
I swear on my children. Never spent a penny on OnlyFans.
Dude, if you just click on any hub, you're going to be able to find OnlyFans.
How do you guys not find it?
That's untrue. It's not on the hubs, the OnlyFans stuff.
Yes, no, it is. Just
Do you want me to tell you one of my go-tos that I've heard about?
Yeah. Is your life hack?
What is it?
Thought Hub
is a good one. You go to it now?
No.
Why not? You're a Reddit guy.
I'm a Reddit guy.
Hey, they just said their IPO and their stock went through the roof.
I'm not fascinated by F-minus celebrities like you.
It was a show I watched.
I know. This chick is you're always into weird chicks. It's so weird to me.
Like he's attacking me.
I know, but you always
act. Dude, it was a show I watch. I watch every week.
I've noticed
like ladies. She actually had cancer. You're feeling bad for her.
He's got a whole backstory.
He knows a lot about this person.
Yeah. No, everybody knew. Yeah. She had to leave the show because she had cancer.
Is it the girl? Does she have blonde hair, short blonde hair in the show?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
And she looked kind of, you know, and that's whatever.
She looks all right. She's pretty cute.
Yeah, but now you look at her now.
Well, I think
she's on the Ozempic and everything.
But Eric always says that if you get a tattoo, you ruin your body. And then
I'm not into tattoos.
And then every OnlyFans chick he brings up is covered in tattoos.
It's not my thing.
It is your thing. I think it's secretly your thing.
Next week, he's going to say, I stumbled onto Christina Almusa's OnlyFans.
I mean, you're talking about her real name is Christy Brimberry.
Yes.
Now Cakes is doing a deep dive.
Well, I mean, I've never heard of this person ever in my life.
Did you
I've
never heard of the show? OnlyFans?
Why would
you? Guys
you?
Never watched Gas Monkey Garage? It was one of the most popular
shows.
I've never heard of it.
Nobody on the planet watched it besides Garage.
You guys
never heard of it.
You guys never watch any of those car shows then?
No.
Like on Motor Trend or one of those stations.
I don't know. You think I watch Motor Trend?
You guys don't like watching, like, they go to some old farm and they see an old Corvette and then it's all rusted out.
And then he buys it for like
$100.
A farm.
And then he turns it into a $50,000 super.
The car farm.
Look, this
hot
guy.
It interests you, but not us.
Couldn't care less about that whole thing you're talking about.
Christy Brimberry is so mediocre.
So mediocre.
Watched the show.
Remember when you were
watched the porno?
Remember when you were obsessed
watch
with
the
dude?
Porno.
There's some okay.
She has dread like dreads. He was obsessed with the goth chick, the wrestler.
She's got tattoos up and down her body.
You're projecting.
No.
You're projecting. I didn't even know who she was.
No, once you found out, and then you were obsessed with Randy Quaid's wife. Who's nasty? You like all these nasty women.
I wasn't obsessed with.
Yeah, you like nasty porno. You like nasty porno.
It's like this forbidden fruit.
I like amateur. You guys like fake.
I think she's kind of cute.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How can you call her?
All right.
That picture's not great.
Huh?
That other picture. Keep going.
EB just got a nose ring. Eric's king of the mid. You're king of the mid.
Whatever. She's better than mediocre.
Get out of here. You guys are crazy.
Anyway. EB told me he wishes she would drop the B from her first name. He told me that.
I what?
So stupid.
It's a dumb joke. But it makes me laugh. You're laughing. He's just snickering.
Brimberry.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, if people watch Gas Monkey Garage, I think they're going to be shocked.
You're laughing too.
All right, you just let me know.
Michael Moore, did you ever watch Gas Monkey
Why
Garage?
Why would he watch it?
Why? You don't watch car shows?
I haven't seen that before.
Have you ever watched a car show?
No, actually, no, Jay
You're
Leno, right?
Cars?
Jay Leno.
Here's what he watches.
He
watches dudes punch each other.
He watches the popular one.
That was a super popular show.
Pimp My Ride
super
was the
popular show.
You know what? If guys aren't in an octagon, he's not watching it.
You know what's popular? What's on right there? Old episodes of Friends.
Gas Monkey Garage.
Yeah, Gas Monkey Garage.
You guys just don't understand. It's a super popular show.
Never watched Memphis Street Outlaws either.
Another great one. You know about J.J. DeBoss.
Yeah, only because of you. Talked to him on the show.
Well, yeah.
Super popular show. That's not even the name of the show, Rick. It's called Fast and Loud.
Right. But that was the name of his business. That was
the name of his garage.
Yeah, garage. Gas Monkey Garage. Right. Right.
Haven't watched Naked and Afraid
either. By the way, that's a better name of the show. They should have switched it to Gas Monkey Garage.
I agree.
Fast
Might
and Loud
have had
is
an iteration
awful.
Of it.
All right, so this was all off your one story about
Drea De Mateo.
All right, so we got more entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.